Hello?
Hello. That sounds,
Hey, is it better?
it does sound better. Thank you very much, ZZ.
Okay.
Oh, this is really exciting. I'm dialing to China more than I ever thought I would. I should tell our listeners, it's so strange to be talking to you on Tuesday and I'm just starting my day. It's the 9 o'clock hour, and you are finishing up your
I'm just
day.
about to finishing. Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
And
Yeah.
were you just socializing with some friends, or were you rehearsing, or having?
Yeah, because it's Chinese Lunar New Year very soon. So having a family gathering, we just finished dinner.
Really? Oh, tell me one or two things about what makes that celebration special.
Yeah, because you know how the rest of the world celebrate calendar year, and some of course, the Jewish celebrate their Hanukkah. But this is the real new year for us. It's one of the biggest so-called spring festival. So it's one of the biggest, not one of the biggest holiday of the year. Everybody, the entire country shuts down. And this is when everybody goes home and we celebrate it with our family.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry to break in on your family time like this.
No, not
But
at all.
well, sure, you're going to be traveling very soon.
Yes, exactly. And I cannot wait to go to Michigan. It's my debut at the Kalamazoo Gilmer Festival.
Well, I talked to the Gilmore Festival director earlier this year, and he said he's looking forward to seeing you perform here too, very much. He says that of all the artists coming this year, he would recommend that people bring younger people to your concert because A, you have a lot of energy, and B, your program is filled with light and sort of a childhood happiness in places.
Yes and no. Yes and no. It's very festive program, and it's the main theme is surrounded by dance. So I start with a Bach suite, and then that's a suite of dance actually from Baroque time, and then followed by Schumann Faschingsschmaus, that's in German but translated in English will be Vienna Carnival. So, and then the second half is almost matching the first half, also by a neo-Baroque suite written by Ravel. It's called Le Tombeau de Couperin. It's like a Baroque suite, but with a very impressionistic and 19th century French touch with it. It's almost a Baroque suite, but it's like in another century, like a variation of a Baroque suite. And then finished by La Valse, which is one of the greatest in the piano literature, greatest piece in the piano literature. It's in a romantic style. So, yeah, it's very festive. It's very fun. It's very easy to listen to.
So Bach and
Yes.
Schumann in the first half, and two pieces by Ravel in the second
Ravel,
half.
yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
And you're finishing, as you said, with La Valse, which is such a demanding piece if you're the player. I mean, for us, we get to go on a roller coaster of a journey. But as you said, you might be saving the hardest piece for last.
Actually, to me, all of them are harder than the normal scale. I used to play, because I'm a Chinese, not to be the stereotype, but I grew up playing a lot of Russian pieces, a lot of technical pieces like Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev. But actually, this program to me personally is more intellectually challenging than ever, I would say. Yes, it's challenging in all kinds of different levels. For example, Ravel's La Trompette de Couperin, the toccata, the last movement, is even harder than, let's say, traditionally difficult piece like Gaspard de la Nuit by Ravel, the three poems. For me, actually, La Trompette is like way harder, even in a technical kind of way. It's, you know, anything with, you know, this program is so elegant. That's what it's so, it's so refined and it's so elegant.
Yes. There's an old world quality to it.
Exactly. Yes.
And, you know, that's not always an easy atmosphere to create, maybe. Mm. It is on the page. I mean, Ravel did such a wonderful job of sort of modernizing but keeping that delicate French harpsichord sound here and there, you know. Where else will you be playing on your tour?
Actually, this time I'm only going to Kalamazoo because I have engagement immediately in China right afterwards. I'm going to Sichuan Symphony playing Brahms 1 concerto, and then I will be attending the Hong Kong Art Festival. So it meant to be scheduled a tour, but then because all kinds of reason, I had to reschedule.
Oh, my.
But I kept Kalamazoo on my calendar just because, you know, I thought it's worth it.
I know you spent some years studying music in the United States.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you now live back home in China?
No. My residency is in Germany, in Berlin.
Really?
Yes, I live in Berlin. It's just lately because of the Chinese Lunar New Year and I have a few concerts here. Mm-hmm. That's why I came back as an excuse to visit my family. I haven't been spending Chinese New Year at all with my family for the past 12 years. And I promised my grandmother that I'll save this week for free and go home and spend it with her.
Well, I want you to get back to your family soon, but I am curious about living in Berlin. Are you finding a lot of musical activity there and ways to make connections?
Of course, it's a completely different, classical means different things in a country like that. It's the core culture. Even in a taxi driver, there's no pop music. And on a taxi, 80% of the time, you listen to, they're listening to Beethoven symphonies. So it's a very rich classical music culture there. It's in the air, it's in the blood, it's everywhere. So I love it there. But of course, I love performing in America, and I love performing in Asia because, yes, exactly. As a classical musician, I want more young people to come to the concert, and it's a different energy. Maybe, yes, it's a completely different energy because in America, people are always enthusiastic about it. You know, the audience is always warm and, yes, I love being, I shouldn't say this, but like I love being in a classical music ambassador sort of thing. Like we're so few of us and we are, you know, we're still passing this tradition and to public. I feel very responsible. Yes, but then in a country like Germany, maybe people are more judging. And it's different. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, Bach is their Bach. Beethoven's their Beethoven, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I love living in Europe, but I love playing in America in a very good way.
Now, you studied with wonderful teachers at Juilliard and I think at Peabody. But are you done with your school days now? Are you now?
Never. You know, we're always studying, and I'm still playing for teacher, my so-called ex-teacher, but they're always, once they're my teacher, they're always my teacher. You know, they're always my mentor. I miss Mr. Leon Fleischer very much. He, in a way, changed my life, as well as Mr. Brendel. And even these days, I still go to, on my trip now to Kalamazoo, I'll stop by in New York and still play for my teacher, Robert McDonald at Juilliard. There, you know, where as a performer, you're always on your way studying, performing. It's a nonstop journey. It's a never-ending journey.
Well, I hope in this Chinese New Year you have a wonderful, wonderful season and lots of wonderful music making. Thank you so much for talking to me, Zizi.
Thank you. Stay warm.
You too.